from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Mason, August 14th. Quick read on what moved overnight. 5 stories. No fluff. Let's get into it. First, from the Daily Upside. How retirement savers can profit from big IPOs. Nobody likes being left out, but following the crowd brings its own risks. Perhaps the biggest financial story of 2026 has been the initial public offering of SpaceX and the pending IPOs of Anthropic and OpenAI, together expected to bring as much as $4 trillion in market cap to US equities over the next 6 to 12 months. The AI economy hype has some investors rushing into SpaceX stock, with many champing at the bit to buy Anthropic and OpenAI to build a sort of mini-tech index in their taxable brokerage account or IRA. Call it IPO FOMO. Next, second, from the Daily Upside. Treasury, IRS proposed streamlining rollovers from 401ks to IRAs. Sit, stay, now rollover. Good boy. Proposed guidance from the Treasury Department and the IRS is aiming to simplify the rollover process between retirement plans and individual retirement accounts. Instead of participants carrying much of the administrative burden, the new rules would have recordkeepers shoulder more of the work and facilitate electronic asset transfers. Direct rollovers are already possible, but the proposal would create standardized forms and procedures for financial institutions to coordinate transfers. Up next, third, from DeFi Education. Q2 2026 earnings figure. Riot Coin. Welcome Avatar. The broader market backdrop is increasingly disconnected from crypto. The S&P 500 closed at a record high today as cooler inflation data reduced concerns around further rate hikes, while Bitcoin is trading around $63,500. There's no sugarcoating it, crypto markets are weak right now. However, there are still companies making moves in TOAD and then. Fourth, from Bloomberg Markets. Fast money bets on November RBA hike in fight against inflation. Next, fifth, from Pristine Capital. The Nasdaq breaks out. After 6 days of tight consolidation, the Nasdaq finally broke out. Let's take a deep dive into today's price action and then finish the week strong. HPPI came out lighter than estimates. PPI incoming tomorrow AM. US Investing Championship record 2026, 15.03% as of 7/31/2025, plus 39.1% 2024, plus 254.0% 2023, plus 103.5%. Here is your end of day market recap. SPY, RSB, MDY, MQQ break out to new highs. Macro bonds TLT plus 0.6% / dollar UUP 0.1% / VIX plus 1.6% software IGVW day steals the show from semis. SMH which stalls at 50D MA. Civa Cyber makes a new high. Refiners are Eden Beast Mode VLOP BDF PSX MPC out of the box. Proprietary stock screen notes regarding the below lists. Names trending above their value area on 3 different time frames. Uses volume at price. Market webs MW trading system. Learn more can be utilized to generate trade ideas. Names to watch / set A alerts and identify potential sector. And up next, sixth, from TTG Trading. TTG Edo D market review. Positions, themes and global trend portfolio. And then seventh, from Themarket Chronicle. Even after CPI and PPI, long-term treasury rates still look too low. Despite an inline CPI reading and a slightly weaker PPI reading, 10-year rates are flat for the week, while 30-year rates are actually up 2 bps. I don't think many would have expected that, given all the worries around inflation we read about. To me, the recent rise in rates is about more than just inflation. It is perhaps about the normalization of the yield curve, given that it seems pretty clear at this point that the rate-cutting cycle is over. If that is the case, then it would seem that 10- and 30-year rates are too low relative to the 2-year treasury and should be much higher. Next, 8th, from David Stockman. An inflation lesson in one graph. The July inflation reports confirm that the ill wind of bad money continues to blow. On a Y/Y basis, the CPI was up by plus 3.3% and the PPI, as reported this AM, was higher by plus 4.7%. And if you happen to glance at the upstream PPI for all commodities and goods in process, a measure of what is coming down the pike during the months just ahead, the Y/Y rise was plus 8.3%. Needless to say, those figures hardly comprise a case for Fed easing. rising, notwithstanding the usual Wall Street talking head chatter. This AM aimed at what amounts to picking pepper out of the fly shit. Up next, 9th, from David Stockman, an inflation lesson in one graph. The July inflation reports confirm that the ill wind of bad money continues to blow. On a Y/Y basis, the CPI was up by plus 3.3% and the PPI, as reported this AM, was higher by plus 4.7%. And if you happen to glance at the upstream PPI for all commodities and goods in process, a measure of what is coming down the pike during the months just ahead, the Y/Y rise was plus 8.3%. Needless to say, those figures hardly comprise a case for Fed easing. Notwithstanding the usual Wall Street talking head chatter, this AM aimed at what amounts to picking pepper out of the fly shit. And then, 10th, from Todorison, Glasshouse earnings plus call notes $47 million revs, ESD $54.4 million, $15.8 million GP, ESD $20.4 million, 34% GM, ESD 37.4%, $3 million op income, ESD $3.3 million, $6.7 million NI, ESD $6.7 million includes impact from deconsolidation. Second quarter results include record biomass production of 246,000 pounds and cost of production of $122 per pound, significant quarter-over-quarter improvements. Company completed deconsolidation of its dual-use California business and celebrates uplisting to NYSE. Reaffirms full year 2026 wholesale cannabis biomass production forecast of approximately 1 million pounds. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.